infrastructure part of the bill, there is a lot of good stuff that I think all of us, you know, libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, Save the Whales Party, that all of us agree we all need safe roads, safe bridges. And so there is a lot of good stuff in the bill, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that, you know, there's a reason why it's bipartisan agreement, you know, on some level. And that's because there's going to be a lot of stuff in there that, you know, Republicans are going to want. Some of the, I'll be honest, libertarians never want anything. Democrats probably have some things that they just want more spending on certain areas, but they'll settle for a little bit less. So there's definitely some good stuff in there. But you see where it started, and you see just how detached it was from actual infrastructure. It doesn't surprise me that if that stuff that had nothing related to infrastructure got washed out, Democrats would try to find some way to make sure that those items move forward, because, you know, they're going to run out of options to get some of those dream list things done here pretty soon, especially if they don't do as well in future elections.
One of the things the president tried to point out today was that it shows that we can get stuff done at the federal level, but is that really true? I mean, when he throws the hand grenade about, well, we got to pass this other bill in tandem, not one and then maybe later another, but essentially the bipartisan bill and the social welfare bill essentially being voted on, as he says, in tandem. Where does that leave us? It's almost as if neither is going to pass.
Yeah, and, you know, this is, the point is, no, it's not easy to get things passed, you know, and it shouldn't be easy to get things passed. And this is one of the reasons why the expansion of government is such a bad thing, because more and more things become more and more important for government to actually do. Truth is, it's always going to be difficult to get things to move through Congress because of the partisanship. So we should be taking more and more stuff away from the federal government and putting it towards our local politicians to deal with. And, of course, that's not the MO of this administration. So it's, you know, it's going to be difficult. I'll be interested to see whether or not either one of these actually move forward, or how serious Biden was about not signing this if he doesn't get his other dream list.
More coming up with Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. And don't forget this special NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Judicial Watch has been busy. They're suing the Department of Health and Human Services for information on COVID-19 and illegal immigration. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 431 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and it looks like a lot of congestion on the downtown freeways as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl from every direction, for that matter. The heaviest right now, 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard as it converts over to US 95. I know some people still call that 95 on the Henderson side, but that can be confusing. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, you'll touch the brakes through there. Got a crash. It's nearly straddling the freeway exit ramp. That's 15 north at Blue Diamond. And we're getting some backups on the Beltway right now, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 west at Valley Verde, and 215 westbound at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It's do or die tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights, game at number 6 of their Stanley Cup semifinal against the Montreal Canadiens. They trail in the series 3-2, so they need to win tonight to force a game number 7, which would be back in Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they were off yesterday. They get back at this evening as they open up a road series in Salt Lake. The starting pitcher for the Aviators tonight will be Miguel Romero. Has been a tough struggle for him early on in the season. He's 0-2 with a 9.77 ERA. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's all right.
Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Nice that Michael Schaus could stay with us. He is a communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we always look to what's happening in the People's Republic of California, our wonderful neighbors to the west and south. And I find it wonderful that apparently Gavin Newsom will, it is now official, will face a special election. Secretary of State announced that yesterday. Enough signatures have been compiled on a petition to recall the governor. It'll be just the second time in state history that a special election will be held to recall a sitting governor. What do you make of what's going on over in the People's Republic of California?
Well, I mean, it's good to see that you know, special election is actually going to happen. I think the one thing to remember, and you know, it's kind of a disappointing and depressing thing to remember, but Pew Research recently released a poll talking about the fact that most people supported the COVID restrictions that were put in place over the course of the last 15 or 16 months. And that's something that's important to keep in mind as we look at what's going to happen in California. I would say Newsom's biggest deficit isn't necessarily his absurd lockdown orders, although that's certainly going to be a problem for him. It's the fact that he so blatantly ignored them in his own light. It's that double standards, it's that hypocrisy, it's that, oh, I'm going to set the rules for all of you to follow, but I'm going to go ahead and do whatever it is that I want. And that, from our leaders, is something that I think really has irritated people on all sides of the issue. So he might actually be in some sort of trouble. I mean, it's hard to tell in California politics, but certainly this is something that he did not want to have to deal with right now.
Yeah, and by the way, only 43 of more than 1.7 million petition signatures had been withdrawn. They gave you the option that if you wanted to withdraw your signature, you could. But out of 1.7 million, only 43. And by the way, a lot of Democrats voting for this. Does it surprise you that Democrats have turned on Gavin Newsom as well?
No, I mean, like I said, you know, there's just that sense that he feels entitled to run everybody's life, and even Democrats aren't really happy about that. You know, to me, the biggest thing that probably turned public support against him was when he was at the French Laundry and everybody was walking around with no masks, and meanwhile, everybody else was being told they had to stay in their homes, and paddle boarders were being arrested on you know, out in the coast and things like that. That's something that it just doesn't resonate well with folks. People are not going to respond well to that when they see their elected leaders acting like rulers rather than representatives.
The way this is going to work is there'll be one question, should he be recalled? And if the answer is yes, then you go to the second question, which is essentially who do you want? Does it bother you as a student of good government? Does it bother you that the next governor of California might be elected with 15, maybe 20% of the electorate?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, of course, yeah. But that being said, you know, most politics, we're not really talking about a majority of people who are, you know, impacted by government supporting the party that is actually in power. You know, New York, for example, is a great example of this, where very few people actually show up to take part in the mayoral elections. And so it's not, to me, a huge concern other than the fact that if the next person, if Governor Newsom is thrown out, and if the next person does get a very small share of the vote, and if they don't fix some of the things that Californians are upset about, doesn't matter how good of a person they are, how many right ideas they have, they'll probably be booted very quick because the narrative will be nobody supported this guy.
Speaking of this guy or this gal or whatever, Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor in this recall race. Does she have any chance at all of winning this thing? I mean, the most recognizable name, probably.
Yeah, I mean, she's certainly a recognizable name. I think that, she is kind of polarizing, but at the same time, she's got weird coalitions of folks that like her. And I mean this in the most wonderful, endearing sense towards our California neighbors, but California is weird. They had Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor for a while, and you look at their politics, it's really hard to predict in that state, for both good and bad reasons. So I don't know if she really has a chance, but I'm not going to sit here and rule her out either, because it's like California and Minnesota and Wisconsin are all very, very strange places to try to handicap election outcomes.
And by the way, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger replacing Gray Davis in a special election. And apparently now that it's gone to the governor, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, it could take as long as 60 days to figure out when this election will be. But Tom Del Beccara, who is the former chair of the California Republican Party, he is also a part of a PAC that was pushing for this recall. He said it could be early fall before we actually end up having the election. So we'll find out. Do you have any feel for whether this will be a 15% person or a 35% person?
No, I mean it's hard to tell. I will say this just kind of as a warning. No matter what happens, this is not going to be a sign that California is fundamentally changing, and that's something that. I know some of the Republican parties in California are going to want to try to sell it that way if Newsom is successfully thrown out, but California is not fundamentally changing in that nature, in that way. The best thing that's going to come out of this is the next governor, before exerting too much power, before overstepping their bounds, might stop and think and say, well, wait a minute, do I really want to do this? And that's a good thing to come out of it, but California is still going to be kind of loony left California, and we definitely have to recognize it as such, regardless of who gets in with 15, 30, or more.
They do have a tendency to dance to their own drummer in the People's Republic of California. They really honestly do. One more time, for Molly Hemingway and that amazing event coming up in August, give us the cogent details.
Yeah, again, you can go to nevadapolicy.org/events, or you can just go to nevadapolicy.org, and you'll see right up there in the top there's a tab for events. And it's going to be fantastic. It's August 19th. We're going to be celebrating 30 years of existing here in Nevada.
Wow.
And we're going to have Molly Hemingway, who's the senior editor of The Federalist. You see her on Fox News all the time. She's written some really great books. She's going to be talking as our keynote speaker, so it's going to be a great evening, and it's going to be a lot of fun with a lot of folks.
I'm looking forward to it. Michael Schaus, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
There you go. Michael Schaus, the communications director for NPRI. Stay where you are. The Golden Knights are in a win-or-go-home situation. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Steve Siddall, and joining me today to talk about some hurdles women face heading into retirement is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, do women have faced different challenges than men when it comes to retirement planning?
Well, Steve, I'm not a woman, so I don't really know about the different challenges.
Well, me neither, but I've heard say.
Yes, I have heard that. Well, here's what happens a lot of times is if you're married and the man is handling the finances and then he passes away as a spouse, you're in trouble because you haven't been keeping track, you haven't been paying attention. Now, all of a sudden, sharks appear in the water because they know that so-and-so passed away. They know that you're inherited the money, and they're going to show up and give you, quote-unquote, some help. And that's where a lot of mistakes are made, because in times of emotion, we make emotional decisions, and that's not the smartest thing to do, especially in the money world. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? Well, we take a deep breath. I like, you know, and we can do this before, but I like to meet with husband and wife before something bad happens, and I only meet with one of you because the other one's not there anymore. So putting together a proper plan that you both agree on and both understand is very, very important. Even if you're not really paying attention to finances, if your spouse is going to a financial person to get some advice, you should be with them because you need to know what's going on. The worst thing to happen is you don't. Now, I do have the little green book of life, and it's 100 pages interactive. You put information in about your financial situation. Therefore, if one of you is not there, the other one knows what's going on. I'm going to give that away here today, but I'm also going to give away 20 golden tickets to make sure you get your total retirement plan so you both understand what's going on in retirement. If you're a widow or widower too, I've got a special gift for you. So if it's already happened, come on in. We'll make sure you get a right plan. So, Steve, the next 20 people, there's a $1,000 value. I'm waiving that fee. Call right now. We'll get you taken care of.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932 to take advantage of this incredible offer.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, there is a certain finality to the playoffs, regardless of sports, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NBA, or even the NHL, it's just something that when it's over, it's over. And there's no getting it back, and there's no second tries. There's no it's sad. And when you see the line starting to form at center ice to give that handshake, it's just different. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us from the other side of the glass, and tonight that is what the Golden Knights are facing: win or go home in Montreal. This will be game six of the semifinals. There is a certain finality, though, that's always kind of eerie for me. What about for you?
It is indeed, and especially in hockey, Kevin. Of course, you have to get through the first round, and then the second round, and then now we're in the semifinal rounds before you get to the finals. Ultimately, when it's said and done, if you win the Stanley Cup, it is the hardest to win in all of the four major sports because you have to win 16 games.
Yeah.
16. Now, of course, baseball, I guess, is fairly similar, but, you know, they start with the five-game series, and then they get into the seven-game series. But it takes a lot to win the Stanley Cup, and it takes everybody on the team. And speaking of such, they're going back with the hot hand at goalie, the Golden Knights are tonight, because Robin Lehner was on the morning skate, which typically means that he will be the netminder tonight. So we'll definitely keep a close eye on that. And the way Marc-Andre Fleury has been playing the last couple of games, I think there's a lot of fans out there that might think that is the way to go.
I'll tell you, social media, though, has gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Robin Lehner, Marc-Andre Fleury, Robin Lehner, they've gone back and forth wanting one to, essentially pack up and go home. People have been rather fluid in the way they approach the goaltender situation with the Golden Knights.
Well, with the Golden Knights going all the way to the finals in their inaugural season in 2017/2018, Marc-Andre Fleury was very, very popular. And probably if you polled a lot of the people and you go down to T-Mobile, you'll see a lot of number 29s as people are wearing those jerseys. So he is very, very popular not only with the fans, but certainly with the teammates too, because he's been the guy from day one. And when they brought in Lehner to be more of a 1A to Fleury's 1, it made a lot of people think maybe Fleury might be moving on before this year started. Well, he said he didn't want to go anywhere. So they're ending up paying about $13 million, I think, between the two. It's one of the highest in the league for the two goaltenders. So, hey, you might as well use them both, right?
Well, and Pete DeBoer, to his credit, has taken a lot of heat for his way of using the goaltenders. Should there have been a 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, or something else, he has left himself open to criticism, though, depending on what happens after tonight. If the game blows up on Lehner, there will be some second guessing.
There could be, and we also have to. I really don't want to use the word blame, but Mark Stone, to my recollection, hasn't even scored in this series. He's the captain of the team, and he gets them going a lot. They've been playing without their first-line center, along with Stone and Pacioretty, without Chandler Stephenson, and maybe that is why they have been slow as well. But that is no excuse because Stephenson played in the last game. So it's going to be tough, but, hey, they need to score some points.
Yeah, they need to score some goals, and they need to put up a win tonight. Otherwise, it'll be the golf course tomorrow and thereafter.
Yes.
Throughout the summer. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, thank you. More to come as we continue. We are far from done. Coming up, Pat Casale will talk about your family's health insurance. It's changing. We know that right now, after the legislature had its way, that we're headed for something else, a possible, and again, not till 2026, but a possible public option in the state of Nevada. It's an experiment. It may work. It may not work. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Greg met his mother at their weekly dinner spot. She was about 15 minutes late because she took a wrong turn. They chatted through the meal, and she mentioned that she stopped playing cards with her friends. After eating, she excused herself and asked directions to the ladies' room. Greg missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of memory loss that disrupts daily life, difficulty finding a familiar location, and withdrawal from social activity. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Learn the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of the signs of Alzheimer's disease or another dementia? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, tomorrow is the sentencing day for Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis former police officer who was convicted of the murder of George Floyd. Under Minnesota statutes, and I found this interesting, Chauvin will be sentenced only on the most serious of the charges against him, because they stem from one act with one victim. The max for that charge, by the way, 40 years. Legal experts don't expect him to get anywhere near that. Case law dictates that the practical maximum that Chauvin could get would be 30 years, double what the high end of state sentencing would be. Judge Peter Cahill will issue the sentence. He could sentence Chauvin to much, much less. Prosecutors have been asking for 30 years. He will get somewhere south of that, I imagine. We will we'll find out. But tomorrow this time, we'll know, and there will be pre-sentencing statements, maybe by Chauvin. Don't know. And if so, we'll try and bring it to you live if possible. But we'll give you the very latest on Derek Chauvin and how much time he'll be spending in prison. It will be substantial. It will be a minimum of 12 years. It could be as high as 40 years.